You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Decatur, Alabama, as we have had a major celebration, Jasmine Day. And we're excited to have Jasmine and Melanie Brown with us on the show. Melanie had reached out to me last week after we went to recognize Miss Emma White at Danville High School. She told me that this special day was coming up, that an adoption was taking place, and I'm glad to have both Jasmine and Melanie on the show with me. Welcome to The Mark White Show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. Now, Melanie, you have been a foster parent for quite a while now, correct?
We have. We've been foster parents for a little over 7 years.
What's the importance to you? What drives you to be a foster parent?
Well, I am adopted. I was adopted at 3 months old, and I've always known how wanted I was. I was chosen, handpicked. I mean, I've heard it every day. I never remember a time of not knowing that I was adopted. So adoption has always been on my heart. I never really thought that we would get to this point because it just, we had three biological children. And so, and then it really just, we literally answered a Facebook ad on a yard sale page about helping a lady with her children, which led to us adopting three siblings. And then she had two more, so we adopted two more. And so then we were invited to move to the Circle Ranch in Danville, which is a foster community where traditional foster parents can have, it's more room, so you can have more children if you so choose. And so we rent our home at the Circle Ranch, and we just opened our home to more children, and we've had about 36 or 37 through the years. And Jasmine is our sixth adoption, and so it's just always been, you know, on my heart. And because it's no fault of these children that they are in the situation that they are in, and so we can, you know, do what we need to do to help take care of them.
I try to use my show to bring awareness to foster care mm-hmm. and adoption, because my grandparents adopted, and then I was raised by my grandparents.
Oh,
and my okay. brother was in foster care, as I talked about when we were at Danville High School. He
right.
went through the foster system. I was raised by my grandparents, but I also knew how close I was to being in the foster system as well, like my brother. And I always wanted to support my brother and be there for him and love on him. I didn't get to see him as much as I wanted to growing up, and that mm-hmm. was very difficult for me. But it did make an impression on me to think about the history of my own family and how we got to where we are today.
Right. Siblings, we had two at first, Paisley and Legend, and then she had another baby, and so we got that sibling. And then years passed, and she had another, and we did not have her move to our home until she was 6 months old. They didn't place her with us originally because we had already adopted. But my mother told me, if there was another you or half you out in the world, I would love to know that I could raise y'all together. So that's why we went to bat and to get Lucy, who is five today. She's celebrating a birthday.
Happy birthday, Lucy.
And so we brought Lucy in the home, and then she had another baby, DJ. So siblings are very important to me. And Jasmine actually has three biological siblings. So we will do whatever. We will leave it kind of in Jasmine's court, just to let her decide what she wants and when she wants to see them. And because I do think that's very important. I did a search when I was 20 and found my biological family. And so I met some siblings. Both biological parents had passed at the time. So it's very important to me to know, where'd you come from? What's your story? Who do I look like? And so siblings are very important to me.
None of my siblings, except for me and one of my younger brothers, was raised together.
Mm-hmm.
We were all divided when the court got a hold of the White family. My sister was sent to my dad's, and my brother was sent to my birth mother, and then me and another brother were raised by our grandparents, and we traveled around. And so that image of, like you think about in a movie, where the kids are crying and tugging at each other, and it never happened. It was just one day we were together, and then we weren't. And I've always tried to run that through my head as an older person now, trying to think about that moment and how uneventful it was, that each person just went to where they were going to go, and we didn't realize that we weren't going to be together.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it happens like that.
It does. And that's the way with Jasmine. That is basically the way it happened. They were together, and then one day they weren't. And so I know it can be confusing, you know, to Jasmine about where they went. She does talk about them a lot. And so we will try to keep that sibling bond strong as much as she wants to be. But so many times it is traumatic. We've had teenagers that, one we've had, you know, that's been in care for 6 or 7 years, and he can tell me exactly every detail of the night he was picked up because, you know, police were involved and loud screaming, shouting, you know, so many, it is very traumatic. But then some, not that her situation is less traumatic because, you know, she does still have that separation, but, and some of them handle it so differently, you know, some are, you know, have counseling and therapy sessions to help them get through it. And when Jasmine came to us, they told us that she was perfect. And so we laughed because so many times we've had the ones, you know, when they try to tell you, we need you to take this child, and they say what they need to say to get us to say yes. But I haven't found a flaw yet in Jasmine. She might ask a few questions, but I do too. So she has zero behaviors. Not to say they're coming, but she has absolutely zero negative behaviors from her situation. So even though she's pint-sized, she is one tough cookie.
Now, I want to talk about the class that came
yes.
to be a part of this.
Yes.
On your end, Melanie, what does it mean to you for kids to be involved with this process and to actually have a foundation now that they've seen an adoption and maybe carry that with them through their life now?
It is amazing because, like I said, I was adopted, and I remember in kindergarten a boy on the playground telling me, you weren't wanted, you were adopted. And so I went home and talked to my mother about it, and she said, oh, you go back and you tell that little boy you were wanted, that you were handpicked. His mama might not have wanted him, but that you were chosen, picked, and wanted so very much. And so to see, to keep these kids and see that this is not it's not at all like what it sees. That Jasmine is very wanted and she is very loved. And from the looks of things today, she is very supported and has a amazing village. But kids, they have been so excited. We've seen them at basketball games and functions around over the past month or two when they learned that they were coming. And they could tell me exactly how many days it was because they knew they were counting down to Jasmine Day. And so it's amazing to think about how many future foster moms and dads or advocates we witness to today, that, you know, that's in their heart. They know that, you know, this is a very important life factor and they were a part of it. And it's amazing. We're really thrilled.
Jasmine, what did you think about having your classmates come and celebrate with you?
Good.
It's been a lot of fun today. You ready to go see some more of your classmates and enjoy some time with them?
Yeah.
One of the things I will address, Melanie, as you mentioned about the kid that you encountered when you were younger, a lot of well-meaning people would tell me I should be so thankful for my grandparents, be thankful for what they've done for me. And by saying certain things that they would say, it made me feel like I was separate and I wasn't part of that unit because they had taken me in. I should be grateful. And I understand that as an adult. I want to be grateful to my grandparents for what they did. But people have to be careful about what they say, because now Jasmine is a part of your family. She is in your family. She is part of your family. And nobody, there's no, well, Jasmine, you ought to be thankful for it. Jasmine is thankful. We're all thankful for having someone take care of us. And being careful, I want to stress to listeners, and maybe it's something that you found too, some things that maybe people aren't necessarily aware of. They don't think about what they're saying. But just accept the children as part of that family.
Right. So many times people have told us we could never do what you do. We could never love a child and then the possibility of them leaving or going away. And that's an insult because I don't have a heart of stone. I don't, you know, it's not easy for me to give a child up that's been with us for so long, even though that is what's supposed to happen. We take children in knowing that there is a chance that they're going back to their biological mom or dad or even family, and that's what's supposed to happen. So we have to know that in the very beginning, that, you know, and we did not sign up really to just adopt a bunch of kids. It's just the way God's plan has worked out for us. So we are not, it's very, Jasmine actually came to us on a day that was probably the hardest day ever that we've had of fostering. We had a child for 18 and a half months from birth, picked her up at the hospital, and we put her in a car in DHR's parking lot headed to her aunt's house in Texas. And we were literally about 2 minutes down the road when DHR called and says, we have an eight-year-old that needs a home for tonight or for a couple weeks. Would you take her? And so Jasmine, I mean, we literally packed a baby up and sent her on her way, and Jasmine blessed our lives that very day. So when it, and they tell us all the time, the kids are so lucky to have you. No, these kids are not lucky. Children in foster care are not lucky. It's just part of their story, hopefully making a very strong foundation for their future. But, and honestly, we're the lucky ones, or the blessed. I don't believe it's luck. I believe it's 100% blessed that, you know, God called us to this, and we're just two older parents doing what we think we need to be doing, and he equips the calls, and he has equipped us well because we have a very amazing village.
That's wonderful. Right now, folks, we're coming to you from Decatur, Alabama. We had a special celebration for Jasmine Day. She has been adopted today, and we were glad to be a part of this. I want to take a quick break and come back, and then let's have that call to action, because Melanie specifically talked to me through Messenger about people being foster parents and being aware of the foster situation. So if you'll stick with me, we'll just talk just a couple more minutes and we'll have that call to action.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Folks, we're back. We're coming to you from Decatur, Alabama. I have with me Melanie Brown and her daughter, Jasmine. Glad to have Jasmine and Melanie on the show with me right now. And one of the things that's really important that I want to emphasize now, Melanie, is the importance of DHR and Kids to Love. Even they came to be a part of this too.
They did.
So that parents are educated if they want to be caretakers, if they want to help children in the foster system.
Well, like I said before, everyone has a calling. And so not everyone is called to foster, but you are called to do something. So even though if you don't feel that nudge or that call to sign up and be a foster family, then there are foster families that need love. They need support, prayers, just any kind of encouragement. I mean, we find ourselves where we get a placement. We got placements 11 and 12 one time on a Tuesday, and we had three kids playing sports, and so we had practices, and I was a little overwhelmed because, you know, all of a sudden I have 12 kids and a full-time job. And so I reached out and asked for dinner for two nights, and my church just jumped to it and gave us dinner for 2 months.
Wow.
Monday through Friday. So there's always something that you can do. But fostering, you know, everybody thinks, you know, that it's that you can't do it and that you can't give that child up. And not everybody can do it, but give it a shot. I mean, my hashtag on most all my posts are, we could have missed this. Mm. So, I mean, if we had not answered that calling, look what we would be missing.
Let's talk about Leslie Terry for just a minute.
Okay.
And the importance of her role in this happening today. you recommended that I post about her so people could email her and find out more about being foster parents.
Yes, Leslie Terry is a resource worker at Morgan County Department of Human Resources, and so she is who you would contact to sign up to get on the list for any notification of upcoming classes. There are some upcoming classes that start, and I should know that date, but it's sometime in February. And so she is over our homes. So she is actually Macy Randolph, which is her co-resource worker there. So Macy is actually over our home, but Leslie also is over homes. So they are our worker. If our home needs anything, or she also makes sure that we're always in compliance with CPR and water safety and fire extinguishers and the medicine locked up and all that. And it's not really hard. It sounds like that it's really, really hard, but it's not. It's just everyday living. And I mean, you know, and you don't have to have a separate bedroom for foster children. Everybody thinks that, but after a certain age, it's the same sex child in the same rooms, but they do have to have their own bed, but they do not have to have their own bedroom.
Oh, that's great. And I do want to give out Leslie's address, email address.
Okay.
And that's Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E dot Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, the number 2 at dhr.alabama.gov. And in May, I will be at the Alabama Adoptive and Foster Parent, or Adoptive, is Alabama Foster and Adoptive Parent Association Conference.
Yes, yes.
For 3 days. And I'll be covering, and I'll be speaking with parents and speaking with people who are coordinating in the system for adoption and foster care.
Yes, and I, Lord willing, I will be at that conference also as a foster parent, just attending.
Great.
Because it's something, it's a great time to get our training. And Martha and Buddy Hooper are fantastic. They are the presidents of the Alabama Foster and Adoptive Parent Association. They are fantastic people, so that's exciting.
I'm really looking forward to that. And Paul Berry from Birmingham has coordinated the Foster Coalition, had him on the show, and I tell you, you make connections, and the next connection leads to the next one.
Right.
And I've seen that through the show, that when I did the show like in Danville High School for my brother Eric, that you reached out and talked about the Circle Ranch and what you were doing with Jasmine today. And I so appreciate you allowing me to be a part of this.
Oh, we thank you. We thank you.
Just bringing awareness. And Jasmine, you're such a sweet girl.
Thank you.
And I'm excited for you. I'm excited that your mom is able to be here with you today. And all those kids upstairs who are waiting for you. Let's let you go see those kids, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Melanie, for joining me on the show. And thank you, Jasmine, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by the Mark White Show, and will share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show on Jasmine Day, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville. of Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your dependable service center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Give your 2023 a healthy and tasty start by shopping with the Alabama Pecan Company. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company.
These are my kind of people.